my utmost for his highest. August the 9th. Prayer in the Father's hearing. Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. John 11, verse 41. When the Son of God prays, he has only one consciousness, and that consciousness is of his Father. God always hears the prayers of his Son, and if the Son of God is formed in me, the Father will always hear my prayers. I have to see that the Son of God is manifested in my mortal flesh. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. That is the Bethlehem of the Son of God. Is the Son of God getting his chance in me? Is the direct simplicity of the life of God's Son being worked out exactly as it was worked out in his historic life? When I come in contact with the occurrences of life as an ordinary human being, is the prayer of God's eternal Son to his Father being prayed in me? In that day ye shall ask in my name. What day? The day when the Holy Spirit has come to me and made me effectually one with my Lord. Is the Lord Jesus being abundantly satisfied in your life, or have you got a spiritual strut on? Never let common sense obtrude and push the Son of God on one side. Common sense is a gift which God gave to human nature, but common sense is not the gift of his Son. Supernatural sense is the gift of his Son. Never enthrone common sense. The Son detects the Father. Common sense never yet detected the Father and never will. Our ordinary wits never worship God unless they are transfigured by the indwelling Son of God. We have to see that this mortal flesh is kept in perfect subjection to him, and that he works through it moment by moment. Are we living in such human dependence upon Jesus Christ that his life is being manifested moment by moment?